Former Massachusetts Governor Mitt Romney was the big winner at the Iowa straw poll, capturing 31% of the vote and what he hopes will be political momentum for the next phase of the 2008 presidential campaign.
Well, there's no question it sends a message that America is ready for a change, and that change began in Iowa. I was delighted to do so well. I know everybody else is wishing they could be in my spot, but I'm glad I've got it.
Romney spoke on NBC's Today program. Former Arkansas Governor Mike Huckabee emerged from a crowded pack of Republican contenders to take second place in the Iowa event with 18% of the vote. Huckabee told MSNBC television that his strong second-place finish puts him in the top group of Republican candidates for the White House next year.
You can't win without middle America, which means that the Republicans have to keep shopping, and that's why I think that my place there was such a significant one, because it showed that there is really not only a hunger for a different candidate, but I think I'm fitting the bill for those who are looking for an alternative.
Romney and Huckabee benefited from the fact that some of their top rivals did not take part in the Iowa straw poll, including former New York City Mayor Rudy Giuliani, Arizona Senator John McCain, and former Senator Fred Thompson of Tennessee. Thompson is expected to formally join the presidential race in September. At the moment, Giuliani continues to lead among Republicans in most national polls. But Romney is doing well in Iowa and New Hampshire, the two states that begin the presidential nomination selection process for both major political parties in January. National surveys have also indicated that many Republican voters are not satisfied with the current group of candidates, and that social conservative voters in particular are looking for a true conservative in the tradition of former President Ronald Reagan. Political experts say both Romney and Huckabee may have won some converts with their strong showings in Iowa. John Fortier is an expert on presidential politics at the American Enterprise Institute and a guest on VOA's Encounter program.
Mitt Romney has been a conservative at some times in his career and not a conservative at other times. That's the great charge against him. He is trying to be that conservative candidate.
But another Encounter guest, political analyst Stuart Rothenberg, says it may be a while before a clear front-runner emerges in the battle for the Republican Party's presidential nomination.
The Republican race is a race looking for a front-runner, and no one can seem to find one. The Republicans have a problem because they just don't have someone who can energize conservatives, appeal to Democrats and swing voters, and who has a campaign that's put together now in a way to win the nominations.
The results of the Iowa straw poll have no official bearing on the 2008 presidential selection process, but they were definitive for at least one contender. Former Wisconsin Governor Tommy Thompson pulled out of the Republican race shortly after his poor showing in the Iowa contest. Jim Malone, VOA News, Washington.